Now, Movie Show Plus presents This Weekend at the Movies with Greg Russell. Sponsored in part by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Now, with the best viewing in the stream and on the screen, here are Paul W. Smith and Greg Russell.
Whee! And obviously, if Mike Parsons wants to weigh in, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, anybody wants to weigh in, they're welcome to. I've been looking forward to hearing this review, which also opens me up to the chance that I may be shattered. But one of the films I'm very... Actually, I'm interested in both films, but for different reasons. But Movie Show Plus is brought to you by Wigley's famous corned beef. If you're craving Wigley's famous corned beef, as I always am, stop in to Green Dot Stables at 2200 West Lafayette in Detroit and enjoy their famous Wigley's slider topped with kraut, pickles, and mustard aioli. Oh, simply the best Wigley's famous corned beef there at Green Dot Stables, West Lafayette. In Detroit. I don't know. You know, it's because it's the time of day, Greg, that commercial always hits me right in the stomach.
Oh, I know the feeling. As always, it's like, I got to turn around and go back to Green Dot Stables right now.
Yes, yes.
It's up. I'm at 8 Mile and Woodward.
You're where?
At 8 Mile and Woodward, so not that far to turn around and go back.
No, but if you go, you buy for everybody, I'll pay.
Okay.
But then it's exactly. Then you got to deliver, and yeah, you got stuff to do. We'll figure it out, and we'll figure out that movie night too, because Paul Glantz has been so nice to say he'd work with us on that at Imagine Theater. It's just a question of, you know, this week I'm gone for the Pure Michigan tour, which is great, our 21st annual tour. And then after that, I'm going to Switzerland to see Sophie at her study abroad school. I want to see the school, see what she's doing, where she's living, all of that. So. We're down the road a little bit, but we'll do it. But finally,
yes.
Unfrosted, starring Jerry Seinfeld, and he wrote it, he directed it, he produced it, he did everything with an all-star comedic cast. It's when's it coming on Netflix? Is that tonight?
Tonight, yep. It'll be or probably on right now, you know, to tell you the truth.
You can see it right now. I already looked.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So, Danielle, what did it look like?
It looked like my boy Jerry Seinfeld. Walking down a hallway, that's all I saw.
Sounds like a must-see.
Yeah, that's definitely a must-see. Well, let's go a little deeper with Greg Russell. What do you think, Greg?
When I talked to Jerry, we even talked about what the movie's about.
Wait a minute, folks, did you get that? Well, you know, when I talked to Jerry, I think that was fabulous usage of name-dropping. Beautifully
done.
How do
you like that?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
You know what? But Greg, here's what's going to happen. Because you and I have talked, now, within a week or two, I'll be saying, well, you know, when I talked to Jerry, through Greg, I thought, anyway, so what did he say?
He said that this was just supposed to be, which is what it is, just a funny, do not take it serious movie. Because as we all know from his show, he's in love with cereal. So, you know, how that whole thing came about, I'm not sure. But he just came up with this idea about the Pop-Tarts wars, or toaster pastry wars, I should say, because it was him against Post in Battle Creek. And who was going to get it first and who was going to do it the best. And it's just this nutty thing where you'll sit up tonight, you'll watch it at home, you'll laugh, and, you know, not worry about, that probably wouldn't really happen. Well, no, probably not, but... It's a fun little ride, especially for baby boomers with a lot of the stuff to talk about.
I'm still hanging on to the fact that Jerry Seinfeld felt he had to tell you that we shouldn't take a movie about Pop-Tarts too seriously.
Well, you know what, though? That makes sense because when I first heard about this, I thought it was like a historically accurate dramatization. But it's almost completely fiction, right, Greg?
Yeah, Kellogg's Post had nothing to do with it, right?
Right, right.
All right, let's listen to Unfrosted.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal. And the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable fruit pastry breakfast product.
No.
Yeah.
Boy.
I love
The important thing is the name.
Fruit Magoos. What?
No.
Heat 'em up and eat 'em ups.
No sale.
Oblong Nibblers.
Is this a joke?
Hey, they have somebody portraying Walter Cronkite making the announcement.
And they've even got an actor portraying John F. Kennedy.
Oh,
and
my.
He's jokes. And it was like, whoa, you've never seen that before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how many sandwiches? I mean, I hear the Hugh Grant part is especially good. Jim Gaffigan, Melissa McCarthy. Okay. What a group.
Right. Like you said, out of our four sandwiches, we can for sure give it, you know, like a good 3.5 plus extra pickles and also some Frosted Flakes, because I have to tell you this, Paul W., when you were a kid, you go to Kellogg's for the tour.
We're all about Kellogg's because that was our great Michigan company. Still is.
Right, right. But I remember the tours they said back in the day, and I told them, I said, we'd go in the 60s, and you didn't have to wear hair nets or anything like that. And I still remember the Frosted Flakes going down the conveyor belt, and the guy said, hey, everybody, grab a handful. Go ahead.
Right?
And
I remember you.
Right, and what we didn't get one in the boxes. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
And people talked about the aroma wafting out of the building when you were driving around there. It was kind of like our Wonder Bread factory that we go by on the lodge, and you'd smell bread. It was fabulous. All right, let's a little over 3.5. Let's go to Fall Guy before we run out of time. Let's hear Fall Guy, the Fall Guy.
Tom Ryder, the biggest action star on the planet, is missing. You need to bring him back, or Jodie's movie is dead.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. Nobody's going to notice you. That's your job. No offense.
I mean, some taking.
You find Ryder, save Jodie's film, you get the love of your life back.
I'm not the hero. I'm just the double.
Not today, you're not.
Tom, we really need you back on set, pal.
Dead body on ice?
He was so dead, Gail. He was super dead.
Jeez. Now, is Ryan Gosling, who is the stuntman, is he playing the role of the person who played this role before? Was this movie made before?
Well, obviously there was the TV show, you know, way back when with Lee Majors. I'm trying to think if he's even using the same name. That part, honest to God, I don't remember.
Okay, but I don't know. I don't even remember the TV show. But anyway.
Yeah. But it's a funny one where Emily Blunt plays this woman who he used to date. And now she's doing a movie and she needs a person who is excellent at stunts, which is him. But as it turns out, he then also gets recruited by the government to go and save like this world leader or somebody like that. It is, well, Paul W., is just another funny, goofy movie, you know, not to worry about going in thinking, okay, what's going on here? I mean, it's just fun.
This is in theaters.
Yeah, this one's in theaters.
How many of those delicious Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches are we talking about?
Out of our four, since this one has Emily Blunt in it, and also I'm looking out my window, no joke, at a pink Barbie car, so I think Ryan's listening, we'll give it a 3. It's just a fun thing to go out and enjoy and have a good time and see some great stunts, really, on a big screen.
Now, did Ryan Gosling do many of those stunts himself? Is that part of the, you know, like, or is that not part of the deal?
He did some. I mean, there were some parts where you could definitely tell that when I say that couldn't have been him, he would have had to have trained forever, you know, to do it.
That's why there are stunt people. They're people that do this professionally for a living, and it's dangerous often. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, it's a fun, funny movie. Again, nothing to be taken too seriously.
The Fall Guy in theaters, worth seeing, and Unfrosted in your home on Netflix. Netflix, yeah. Okay. Very good. Have a great weekend, Greg. Thanks so much.
Paul W., always a pleasure. Take care, and take care, everybody there in the studio.
Greg Russell, Movie Show Plus on WJR at 1:45.